This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue our message titled, Armed for Battle, But Unwilling to Fight.
Sometimes people can feel depressed when they got too much of the word and they're not giving it out. But how can you be depressed having too much of the word? You can never have too much of the word. You can if you don't give it out. Because these earthen vessels can only hold so much before they explode. And you begin to feel tight. You begin to feel angry at God. That's the way it was with me when I was caught like that in a position like that where I had not been given out. I was used to being places where I had to minister once a week at a nursing home and to do this. But then I'm at Rhema Bible Training Center getting pumped full of the word, but I'm not sharing it with anybody. I go to work and don't share it with my fellow employees. I just get it. I start just getting kind of angry and not valuing the word, almost not wanting to hear it anymore. I just wanted to get away from it. And I prayed, and that was when God gave me this. That's when God shared with me out of a problem I was having that I was backed up spiritually. I was not letting it out. And I think I told Helen once, this was several years ago, I said, I got to find some place to minister. You know, and I'm talking about this just on the street, going up, walking up to somebody, going down to the park. If it's just talking to a friend on the phone, calling somebody encouraged. I called a few people on the phone and I called for the purpose of giving out the word. I called to encourage them. If they had a problem, I was listening for it because I was going to put the word on it. In a subtle way. And you know what? By the time I got off the phone call and I spoke to a few people, you know, I just felt good, you know, that I had ministered. I had given out the word. And if you keep getting the word in you and you don't give it out, you begin to experience that. You begin to get backed up spiritually because you've got so much and you've got to give it out. If you want to experience the joy of God, allow the compassion of God to get it out of you. Allow your compassion. When you look at someone or you hear something and you're moved with compassion, I don't care if you hear on television about the crisis of something happening in some land or some country. If you look and say, man, that's terrible, get on your knees and pray for those people. God, I ask you to minister to those people. They may not even be born again, but that's such a tragic thing, Lord. Minister to them, help them. And that's you allowing. You think your prayers don't make a difference because they're thousands of miles away? There's no distance in prayer. If there was, our prayers couldn't reach God if they can't reach around the earth. Because he's a lot further away, the Father, than the other side of the earth. If you see something like that, don't become engulfed in it and let it take over your whole mind. I hear it. I'm moved by compassion. I'm going to pray. The world, all the world has in the midst of a crisis is, let's have a moment of silence. Let's fly the flags at half staff. What does that mean? Let's put on different color ribbons. That's good and that's nice, but that's not helpful. It's not helping the hurting at all. If you move by compassion and you feel like you need to, open your wallet. If you move by compassion and you feel like you want to pray, pray. If you have to, turn off TV, walk away from it and pray then. If not, including your prayers later on that evening when you pray, pray. Be moved by compassion to minister, and you'll be getting it out. And there you are. You are ministering for those people, and they never know anything about it. But you're laying up treasures in heaven. God keeps the score, not man. I don't care what count man has, because I'm sure he's short against my favor. Whereas God has a good count when I'm out doing what I know to do. And as you let that out, there's a compassion. There's times of prayer. I'm going to sidetrack here for a minute. There was a time of prayer where, you know, God had moved on my heart. All day long, I was at school, and something hit me about mid-morning in school, and it says, when you go home today at lunch, pray. I want to talk to you. Something just hit me, and I was like, you know, I knew it was God, but it was just so strong. It was so strong. And I went home, and, you know, I'm making a sandwich, and, you know, I got to go to work in an hour, half hour. I'll pray later. And I kind of, oh, pray now. You know, I kind of put it off, and I went on about my business. And I get in the car, and I'm driving. You should have prayed. I pray when I get off work. And I go to work and I'm at work and it's still bothering me. You should have prayed. Pray as soon as you get off. Go home and pray. I worked my shift. I went home. I started fixing food again. Something said, pray. I want to talk to you. And I was like, you know, I just had to stop doing what I was doing. I had to turn the stove. I think I was making a bologna sandwich. I had to just turn the stove off of that fried bologna sandwich. I went into my room and I got down and I just started praying. And this is the only time and the first time I ever had this happen to me. This was back in like 91, 92. And I'm praying and I prayed for a while and then tears started running down my eyes. I was praying. Nobody was there but me. And I was praying and tears started running. This was before I married Helen. As a matter of fact, this must have been in 87, 88, when I lived alone in Tulsa. Tears were running down my eyes. And I never had this happen to me before. Here I am crying. I don't even know what I'm saying. And I stopped and I said, Lord, what am I saying? And it was talking about the world. The world is dying and going to hell. The whole world is dying and going to hell. Father, send the people, Lord. Send the ministers. Send someone, Lord, to minister. Lord, send the Rhema students.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyfaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyfaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
The world is dying and going to hell. The whole world is dying and going to hell. Father, send the people, Lord. Send the ministers. Send someone, Lord, to minister. Lord, send the Rhema students, Lord. Move on them and send the students out to the earth. People are dying and going to hell every day unnecessarily. As I sat there, I had with the Bible, what we described in the Bible as an open vision. An open vision is when your eyes are open. They're not closed. You're not having a closed eye vision or a dream. You're having an open vision. Your eyes are open and what's in front of there is no longer there. And I was in the bed and I stopped and I was just crying like a baby, just weeping like, and this is not like me. It's not my personality. Weeping like a baby. And I just prayed. I said, send me. You know, send me. Somehow the compassion that got in there that I prayed so much to God, it moved on me like that. And he wanted to get me to prayer to bring me to a point to show me some things. And I sat there and I opened my eyes and I just realized I just said, send me. And I looked out in front of me and just like an oval, I could see through it. So it was clear. I could see through it. I could see the wall behind it. But just between me and the wall, there was an image of Oriental people, like Arabic. I can't tell if it was Arabic or Caucasian people. And then there were black people. And it was like in these little pictures was thousands of people. And they all had their hands up like this. They all had their hands up. And it's like they were reaching out to God and just saying, send help, Lord, send help. And I don't know the full meaning of that to this day. Now, I've got partial meaning over that time. That was about 7 years ago. And they know they live in a country where the freedom of God is not able to be preached. And we have people over here who are prepared and won't even share or speak. They're armed for battle and won't even go to war in a place where war's okay. You may not be popular to be a Christian, but I'm talking about ministering to people who are pretty much just beating you upside your head. Give me the word. I need help. Somebody's telling you about their problems. They are asking you for help. Somebody who's always got a problem and you see that and say, man, I know the answer to that. That's an opportunity to minister. Someone asking for help. And as you practice in that, you become better in it. And you hear the voice of God more, and then you'll make it more and miss it less. And what I mean by miss it, sometimes at the beginning you might be moved and you might go out to minister to somebody, and they may not like it. But remember, no word of God returns void. So even if they don't like it, that doesn't mean it didn't minister to them. I don't know how they came up with this statistic, but they did a survey, and they said it takes an average of 32 times for a non-believer to hear about Christ before he'll make a decision to become born again. I don't know how they came up with that, but there's a published statistic that takes about 32 times before that person. And you know, you could be number one. Paul understood that when Paul said, look, you know, all you guys here are complaining about who baptized whom. I'm glad I didn't baptize any of you except you and you. Oh, I'm a Peter. I'm a Paul. I'm of Apollos. He said, I'm glad I didn't baptize any of but you. And what he was dealing with there was a situation where men were looking unto men, not looking unto God. Now, he also went on to say, now, one man watereth, one man planteth, another man watereth, but God gives increase. And I said that to say this. You may be the one who does the planting, number one, or you may be one of the 30 waterers, but God will bring an increase. And the more people we have that's willing to plant and willing to water, the more laborers you have, the greater the harvest will be. But we've got a lot of Christians, remember, they've got the tools to go out there and dig in the vineyard and the soil, but they don't want to work. They don't want to get involved. And each of us has to be moved by God and by a desire and a love for God to move into action. We've got to be moved by compassion. We've got to move by love. Yes, we do have to get the books and study the books and read the Bible and study the Bible and do our daily Bible study. We have to do that. But we have to do it always with in mindset. I'm doing this, Lord, and I expect you to bring an opportunity for me to give it out. Because he has not put things in you for your collection. God has given us the word, and he says, this is my word to you. You go out and give it. The whole purpose why we have this is not for our personal benefit, but it's for us to give. This is just, that's it. You get it, you give it. You benefit from it going through you. But your goal is to get it and to give it. I'm going to build myself up so strong to do what? I'm building myself up in the word, brother. I'm just meditating the word. For what purpose? To what end? If you aren't going to do anything. You missed the whole point. The point is to do something with it, not just to have it. If you're not going to do anything with it, you might as well not have it. But love again. God so loved the world that he gave. God was moved by love. Jesus was moved by compassion. We can be moved by love for hurting people and love for people. I mean, do you really love sinners? Do you love the guy that treats you like dirt enough to be patient with him and to pray for him when he's treating you like dirt? Remember the Bible says, oh, what good is it if you give to those to give to you? What good is it if you pray for those who pray for you? What good is it if you do that? The great thing is to love the man who hates you, to love your enemy, to pray for your enemy, to pray for those that despitefully use you. That's where your Christianity starts to show. That's where your ministry starts. That's when we know whether you're in the word or not. Prayer changes things, and we can put our prayer on people. Father God, that man acting so evil or that woman acting so evil, Lord, I know the only difference between me and them is you. Because my job is stressful. My life is not always where I want it to be. But the only thing difference between me acting nice the way I do and them acting the way they do is a lack of you. And I'm going to pray, Father, that you'll send somebody across their path to minister. If it's me, give me the proper opportunity at the proper time. I don't want to be out of, you know, a word fitly spoken in season is sweet. One out of season is just causes trouble. But, Lord, give me the wisdom that if I'm the one to minister, to know how and when. If not, Lord, send somebody across their path to minister. That's how you deal with an opposing enemy, a person who's giving you a hard time. You pray for them. Because you know what? They can't run from the prayers of God. God's going to send somebody because when we pray, and it's God's will to all men be saved, so we know we're praying in accordance with his will that this man be saved and that somebody come by and minister to him, it will change him. Somebody will come by. As you pray, something's going to happen to give him another chance.
Today's message has been armed for battle, but unwilling to fight.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
There's more than one way to support the WCNO ministry, prayerfully and financially.